We continue to describe how this integrity is provided, this integrity security service. So imagine that you have a message, and this message, you calculate the message authentication code, or you create a hash. You must use this by using some algorithm, some mathematical standard. And you can decide to use keys, a key. So you enter into this algorithm or into this system, cryptographic system. You enter the message and you enter the key, a secret key. And then it creates a message authentication code, or sometimes called a hash. And then you attach this hash to the message that you are going to send to your friend, as shown in this. So you have the white part, which is the message, and this black part is the message authentication code, or the hash. And then you transmit to your friend in the internet, through the internet or through whatever system you use. Now, when your friend receives this message, together with the hash or the message authentication code, what he or she will do, she will take this message, she will extract this message from this package, and she will enter this message, just the message part, not the hash, into the algorithm. He or she must have the same algorithm that the sender was using, and then must use the same key that was used by the sender. So he or she will enter this message into the message authentication algorithm, and then she or he will get another message authentication code or hash. And then she or he will compare with the message authentication code or hash that was sent by the sender. If these two hashes or message authentication codes are the same, are similar, then it means nobody changed the message. If they are not the same, then it means somebody changed this message. So what the receiver will do, that well, they are not the same, so you must resend the message. So this way one can discover whether the message has been changed or not changed when on transfer.